their service tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want just to have a word of prayer at the start of the service tonight, and I want to just share a true story which happened many years ago, and hence the title of my little message or thoughts tonight is Saved Alone. And this little phrase comes from a very true story, a sad story, but yet a true story that happened many years ago. But before I read you the story and share with you this evening, I want to just ask for the Lord's help, the Lord's blessing, and God bless each one that's took the time to tune in tonight. And I know that during what's happening, some of us don't have halls to meet in, and some halls you're not allowed to meet in, and it can be easy to get lackadaisy and sit back and not tune in to hear the word of God. But God bless those that have tuned in to hear God's word, and we know that faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Let us bow our heads this evening while we ask for the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you tonight for your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. I pray that the Holy Spirit will move over the airwaves tonight, and you will speak to the hearts and lives of men and women, and that somebody that would hear these words may be saved in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I know I need your help, and I take the blessed Holy Spirit to help me now in Jesus' precious name. And I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, for the help of the Spirit. And I pray you'll bless your word to our hearts and lives tonight. Cover us all with your precious blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to read you a little story this evening where I got this thought from tonight, and I just want to share it briefly this evening, and I won't be long this evening. You know, sometimes as preachers we think we need a great big message, but sometimes God can use the small things to speak into our lives. The history behind the hymn is well, it is well with my soul, by author James Munford. This hymn was written by a Chicago lawyer, Harriet O.G. Spofford. You might think to write a worship song titled It Is Well With My Soul, you would indeed have to be a rich, successful Chicago lawyer, but the words, when sorrow like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul, were not written during the happiest period of Spofford's life. On the contrary, they came from a man who had suffered almost imaginable personal tragedy. Harriet O.G. Spofford and his wife Anna were pretty well known in 1860s in Chicago. And this was not just because of Harriet O.'s legal career and business adventures. The Spoffords were also prominent supporters of and close friends of Dwight L. Moody, the famous preacher. And in 1870, however, things started to go wrong. The Spratford's only son was killed by scarlet fever at the age of 4. A year later, it was fire rather than fever that struck. Harriet O. had invested heavily in a real estate on the shores of Lake Michigan. And in 1871, every one of those holdings were wiped out by the Great Chicago Fire. Aware of the toil that these disasters had taken on the family, Harriet had decided to take his wife and 4 daughters on a holiday to England. And not only did they need the rest, D.L. Moody needed the help. He was travelling around Britain on one of his great evangelistic campaigns. And Harriet and Anna planned to join Moody in the late 1873. And so the Spratfords travelled to New York in November, from where they were to catch the French steamer Ville de Havre across the Atlantic. Yet just before they set sail at the last forced Harry Addo to delay. Not wanting to ruin the family's holiday, Spratford persuaded his family to go as planned, and he would follow on later. With this decided, Anna and her four daughters sailed east to Europe, while Spratford returned to West Chicago. Just 9 days later, Spratford received a telegram from his wife in Wales, and this is what the telegram read: saved alone. And this is where I got this thought this evening: saved alone. Bear with me and listen while I read you this little account this evening: saved alone. On November the 22nd, 1873, the Villa de Harver had collided with a Loch Earn, an English vessel. It sank in only 12 minutes, claiming the lives of 226 people. Anna Spratford had stood bravely on the deck with her daughters Annie, Megha, Bessie and Tanetta, clinging desperately to her. Her last memory had been of her baby been torn violently from her arms by force of the waters. Anna was only saved from the fate of her daughters by a plank which floated beneath her unconscious body and propped her up. When the survivors of the wreck had been rescued, Mrs. Spratford's first reaction was one of complete despair. Then she heard a voice speak to her: "You were spared for a purpose." And she immediately recalled the words of a friend: "It's easy to be grateful and good when you have so much, but take care that you're not a fair-weather friend to God." Upon hearing the terrible news, Harry Addo Spratford boarded the next ship out of New York to join his bereaved wife. Barry Addo Spratford, the fifth daughter of Harry Addo and Anna, born later, explained that during her father's voyage, the captain of the ship had called him to the bridge. "A careful reckoning has been made," he said, "and I believe we are now passing the place where the Tea Harbour was wrecked. The water is 3 miles deep." Harrow Arrow then returned to his cabin and penned the lyrics of the great hymn. The words which Spratford wrote that day come from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 26. They echo the response of the Shumanite woman to the sudden death of her only child. Though we are told her soul is vexed within her, she still maintains that it is well. And Spratford's song reveals a man whose trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ as an unwavering has hers as well. Saved alone. Saved alone was the message he received. And he wrote a tremendous hymn by inspiration. After a tremendous tragedy, he wrote a tremendous hymn. I'll read the hymn at the end of my little word tonight. I just want to bring a few thoughts from this phrase, saved alone this evening. And I'll be brief, but I won't be long tonight. Ephesians 2 verse 8 tells us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Saved alone, by Christ alone. No sacrament can save. No creed can save. No priest can save. No parson our minister can save. Christ alone can save. We must get to Christ if we're going to be saved. In him and in him alone have we redemption through his precious blood and the forgiveness of sins. A great preacher of God and even a prophet of God, William Morion Branham, said this. He said, "People are not getting to Christ. It's wonderful to get people to church, from sin, or suffering in exchange for payment, or clearing a debt. Every one of us had a debt we could not pay. We needed someone to pay our debt for us. We owed a debt. We had a debt of sin. We were at a distance from God. Sin had put me and you at a distance from God. But Jesus Christ came to pay our debt of sin and to redeem us, to buy us back, and to bring us into fellowship with God. And it is only the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ that can save us. It's only the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ that can redeem us back to God. Romans 3 and 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So every one of us have sinned. Every one of us has a debt. And my, what a terrible debt it is. There's a price to pay for our sin tonight. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, this evening, there's wages for sin. That's why sins must be forgiven. And there's only one way for sins to be forgiven. It's not through a priest. It's not through a church. It's not through water or any other rituals or programs. But it is only by the blood of Jesus Christ that our sins can be washed away and wiped away from the mind and the memory of God. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. My friend, we have wages we'll have to get paid with. Wages of sin, and those wages of death. But thank God for the gift of God tonight. The gift of God is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the preferred Son. Our brother preached a wonderful message about it the other week. The preferred Son, not just the only Son, but the preferred Son, the only begotten Son, the one that left the glory and splendor of heaven above, the one that took upon him the form of a man and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He came to save us, not to shame us, but to save us. God hates sin, but God loves the sinner. Look at these wages for sin. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ paid your debt and my debt so that we can be saved? Saved alone, by grace alone. Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, by grace alone. Salvation is not of works, good works, righteous works. Devout works can never save you. Salvation is free, an undeserved gift of God, without money and without price. Its offer is full and totally free. It cannot be attained, but it can be obtained. I'm going to say it again. It cannot be attained, but it can be obtained. Saved alone, by faith alone. Salvation is received by faith alone. What is faith? Maya used to speak it to when I spoke to children years ago. If you hold up your hand, if you hold your hand up, faith is five words, you have five fingers. Forsaking all, I trust or take him. Forsaking all, I take him. Jesus Christ. Faith is resting. Resting your case fully and forever in Christ's hands. Let me tell you this evening, my brother, my sister, my friend. When darkness seems to veil his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. evening what this man Strafford wrote when he received the message, saved alone. His children had perished in the waters, but his wife was saved by a miraculous act of the favor and the mercy of Almighty God. And hence the title of this little message, Saved Alone. And as he went in to his cabin, as he went back over the ground where the boat perished, for the ship, sorry, perished, and over 200 lives perished in the sea, he penned these wonderful words of inspiration. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billow roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ have regarded my helpless estate, and have shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. My friend, my question to you tonight, in this little broadcast is, is it well with your soul? Are you saved? I'm not asking you, do you join, are you a member of the lodge? I'm not asking you, are you a member of the movement? I'm not asking you, have you got a pastor or a minister or an evangelist? I'm asking you none of those questions. I'm asking you this evening, have you ever personally experienced the saving, keeping grace of Jesus Christ? Have you of an individual been saved? Have you experienced Ephesians 2 verse 8? For by grace you are saved, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. God's gift is free tonight. Free for you, free for me. Jesus Christ said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If your mother's not saved, don't let us stop you from getting saved. If your father's not saved, don't let us stop you from getting saved. Young man, young woman, be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord today and be saved. Older man, older woman, be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Jesus Christ is God's one and only provided way of salvation. Hence the words of John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. My friend, this evening, are you saved? Are you saved? As this man read these terrible words, saved alone, saddened by the death of his four children, but yet hope that his wife was saved alone. And hence she heard the wonderful words. Anna heard the words. I have saved you for a purpose. I have saved you for a reason. My friend, I don't care how low you are. I don't care what situation you're in. God loves you tonight. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only son, his only begotten son, his preferred son, the whole way to heaven, to die on a cross for you. Jesus died for you. He died in your room. He died in your stead. Will you receive him tonight? Will you accept him tonight? I would challenge you this evening, if you're not saved, come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come to the Savior today. I want to give opportunity tonight on this broadcast. And I could have preached many different messages saved, will you come? Bow your heads with me this evening. I'm going to give an opportunity tonight. Maybe someone will hear this broadcast. If you will pray this prayer with me that I'm going to pray, God will hear you and God will save you tonight. Bow your heads. Pray after me if you want to be saved. Father in heaven, we do bow before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we acknowledge that Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And we thank you that you raised him from the dead. Lord, we also acknowledge this evening that we're sinners. Sinners by nature. Sinners by birth. Lord, we would ask that you would come into our heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart today. Come into my heart to stay. Save me now. Forgive me for every sin, every wrong word, every wrong deed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I accept and receive your pardon. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the snow. I confess from my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. In Jesus' name. God bless you this evening. I want to pray for if you're backslidden tonight, come back to the Lord. The Lord's never lost you, but he can restore you. He can give you the joy back. If you're not well, God can touch you. He's a Savior. He's a healer. He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Father in heaven, I pray for all under the sound of my voice tonight. Restore the backslidden. Save the lost. Heal the sick. In Jesus' precious name. We pray for those in authority that thou indeed would give them wisdom, for they need it. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we ask for mercy for our own families. Save our sons. Save our daughters. Save the husband. Save the wife. Save the aunt, the uncle, the nephew, the niece. Cover them with your blood and save them in Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray for your own people, Israel, that you'll bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Now, Father, bless each and every one tonight. Bless all of our nurses, all of our doctors, all of those that's in a place of authority and a position to help others. Bless them. Undertake for them. As we commit our lives afresh to thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Yeah.